Okay, folks, let's reconvene. And I would like all our board members to come back in front here because, you know, there'll be another little follow-up announcement, Mr. Harris.
Hello. Oh, it's working. Okay. Well, I get to say something first, right?
You always can say something.
You
got
to put the timer on me,
Harris,
so I stay within 3 minutes.
Let me see. 1 minute for you.
So November has been, it's been a crazy month. And so we've dropped the ball, I think, in this instance with Mr. Ghani, even though he had a very nice retirement party and staff was very nice recognizing his time and effort here. And I even forced him to clean up his office early because we were getting ready to do carpet. But so the staff being the staff that they are, they've put together a nice little resolution for Mr. Ghani recognizing. John, why don't you come up, please? Recognizing 42 years here at the Water Board. 42. So, you know, I kind of scratched my head and I said, why in God's name would you stay 42 years? But he liked what he did. And I think that says it all. And I think it says a lot about this organization and the staff. And I mean, it's a fun place to work. We all enjoy each other. We work hard, but it is the type of environment that people seem to thrive in. And I think that was the case for John. So we do have a certificate of appreciation for his 42 years of commitment to water quality. And we'll do a picture, but I want to give John a moment to give him 3 minutes, no more, to say whatever he'd like to say.
And is that a record, 42 years?
Yes.
John would know.
I don't recall anybody at the state board or regional board still working when I came, from when I started. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe, who knows?
I think he started a month before I was born.
Wow.
But that's really, you know, secondary. As Ken said, it's really a comment to the work we do and the persistence it takes to really get the job done. And it's a rewarding place to work, not because of just protecting the resource and actually being able to protect it, but actually being able to work with some very, very high caliber professionals and become very personally involved with them. It's a family. For me, it's a family. It's not just a job and go and work and go home again. And I also had a great time coming in. I started during the wrap-up, during the, they were gearing up for the new MPDS permits. 1973, California just got the authority to issue the permits. So I was involved in that program. And then I got involved in new programs one after the other, pretreatment programs, timber harvest programs, all kinds of stuff that was just new. And then after a while, I got pulled into the hazmat program, hazmat cleanup. And I've been there for 25 years. So I went through everything we did in the office and got into the cleanup program. Thought, wow, this is neat. We actually produce results. We actually clean something up. And that was very rewarding for me. And it was also rewarding to become an advocate for the little guy. The mom and pop operator, they don't know what's going on, they don't know how to do it, and don't have the resources to do it. So it was neat to be able to help them come up with a strategy and help them find resources and work with them to get things done. And I really liked that. And I think it was successful because I even had a couple regulators show up and consultants show up and told me how much they appreciated that approach. And I think that's something that maybe gets overlooked a little bit. We have to be an advocate for everyone we deal with, not just the resource. Also, I have a good appreciation for the board members because this is a tough job you have. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. I've seen a lot of members come and go. And as Mr. Schimmick always says, he thanks you for your work. I too thank you for your work, for you keep us on our toes. And it was very rewarding at the party to have the current board chairman there. And Dr. Hal Cota from Cal Poly was on the board when I started. It was really neat to have him at my party. It was nice to have both ends of the career right there in front of me. And I'd really like to thank the people I've worked with. They gave me a really nice party a week before I left. And then the day I left, they were all waiting for me downstairs, had balloons and noisemakers, and it was really, really neat. It's really a bittersweet thing to leave this place. But life does go on, have to do other things. I've got other projects that are finally coming along for me to do personally, so I'm going to do some of those. And I'll leave everything here into the good hands of the people that are left. And I have to commend, too, Ken, for coming and taking on this job on an interim basis.
Don't you think the last 3.5 years have been the best for you?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. It's really neat to watch Ken come in as an interim and then take on the job and actually deal with the board face-to-face, probably more than any other EOs have done, I think. Anyway, it's been a pleasure to work with you and a pleasure to work for you, and hopefully I'll be seeing you both in and out of our professional realm. And I'm only in, I've got a second house in the Pomo. If anybody wants to come by, all the staff has my contact info. Anybody is welcome anytime. Thank you.
I think today sets a record for recognitions and all the rest. That'll be a hard one to beat.
You know, another quality that, you know, he's been well known for is his mentorship. When new staff would come on board and would sort of take them under his wing and help. And I think that's an important trait, because when we see the new, you know, new staff coming on board, it's more than just than learning the technical aspect of a job, but there is also that social interaction, feel like, hey, this is a great place to work, I feel welcome, you know, somebody you can talk to. And that's something you have done very well. And I heard quite a few comments from your colleagues during your retirement party is the high emphasis you put also in mentorship. So thank you.
Questions?
Mr. Young.
Continuing questions on the executive officer's report.
Yes, if I could continue then with the ag order. Does staff have some kind of an estimate for when it may be coming back to the board?
So that's something I have on the strategic planning session. There's quite a bit to talk about, so I'd rather, if you wouldn't mind deferring that. We're going to go, as soon as you finish on the EO report, we're going to talk about strategic planning. I'll pick it up there.
And how about the status of the court case? Is that?
Which court case?
I'm assuming you're talking about the Monterey Coastkeeper court case against the state board.
Yes.
So we can talk about this at the strategic planning, but.
That's fine. We can do it then. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other question from the EO's report? Okay, I see none.
Okay, so that concludes 21. We'll do 22.